Hi, this is Chris. We're just about to have a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what'll happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Ah! Oh, brother.
Sam Johnson.
No, no.
And another point I want to make is...
Please stop.
Whatever you say.
Any revelations?
That is such a ridiculous question.
What happened to Witch's End?
This is Brock Peterson from Channel 10 News. I'm standing in front of Odyssey Community Church, one of the most respected houses of worship in the city. Until last night, that is. Last night it became a target for vandals. With me is George Barkley, the interim pastor of the church. George, can you give us an idea of the extent of the damage?
Well, most of it you can see for yourself. We got broken windows, including a very expensive stained glass window. Spray paint all over the side of the building. Smashed eggs smeared on the front steps. The broken glass also damaged some pews in the sanctuary, and it's a real mess.
Do the police have any leads on who is responsible for this?
No, no leads.
Do you know who might be responsible?
Well, I have my suspicions, but it wouldn't be right to talk about them.
What will you do now?
Well, what else can we do? We'll start cleaning up. The church is insured, so that's not a problem. And, well, I know the members here will pitch in and help out. It just doesn't make any sense. Why vandalize the church?
Thank you, Pastor Barkley. Why, indeed. Earlier today, on the steps of City Hall, I spoke with Mayor Tom Riley, who attends this church, about what happened here. And he conceded that this isn't an isolated incident.
Well, Captain Quinn of the Odyssey Police has told me there's been an alarming pattern of mischief, vandalism, and other petty crimes on the rise lately in Odyssey. But attacking a church is certainly the worst.
How are the police dealing with this problem?
Well, they're certainly looking into it. I understand they're going to be stepping up their patrols, and, of course, the city council will support them any way we can. We are taking this very seriously. We don't want this sort of thing in our town.
That was Mayor Tom Riley. Well, we can only hope that the stepped-up patrols the mayor spoke of will put a stop to all of these incidents. But for now, and for the people of Odyssey Community Church, it seems the vandals have won. Brock Peterson, Channel 10 News.
No, no. No, don't. Don't do it. Stop. Please stop. Don't. Ugh. Oh, another dream. Oh, awful dream. Oh, what time is it? 5:45. Well, might as well get up. Ah! Oh, brother. Jack, get a hold of yourself. Who'd be calling this early in the morning? Hello?
Mr. Allen?
Yes?
This is Officer Phelps, Odyssey Police. You're the manager of Wits End, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, we're in front of your building right now. There's been an incident.
Incident?
Yes, sir. You'd better get down here immediately.
I'm on my way. No. No, it can't be. This is unbelievable.
Mr. Allen?
Yes?
I'm Officer Phelps. Looks like your building was hit by the vandals last night.
This is really unbelievable.
Well, now, I know it's upsetting, but from what we can tell, it looks worse than it really is. The messy stuff is actually the easiest to fix. It's basically just garbage strewn around the lawn and some ripped-up bushes and flowers. Your real problems are the spray paint across the front and the broken sprinkler heads in the lawn.
Jack?
Tom, what are you doing here?
We called the mayor right after we called you. We knew about his close association with Wits End, thought he'd want to know about this, too.
One Baker 12.
Excuse me, gentlemen, that's for me. Dispatch, this is 1 Baker 12. I read you, over.
Would you just look at this place?
I really cannot believe this.
I know. It's awful. Where's Jason?
He's out of town on business.
Jack, Are you all right?
No, I'm not sure that I am.
Listen, I know this is terrible, but it's just paint and garbage. No broken windows like the church. It's okay, Jack. We'll fix it.
No, that's not it.
Then what's wrong?
This was in my dream.
If the stories and adventures in Odyssey Album 68, Out of the Blue, have one thing in common, it's...
Your parents are going to be so surprised.
Surprise, guys!
Henny and Wooten are going to be so surprised.
What a surprise.
It's Adventures in Odyssey Album 68, Out of the Blue, a collection of twists, gotchas, and surprising truths. It's available now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club CD and download. Check it out at witsend.org.
You had a dream about this?
Yes, this morning. But I didn't realize it until just now. You know how dreams are.
You mean you dreamed that Wits End was being vandalized?
No, it wasn't that precise. I dreamt that a place where I felt very safe and secure was being destroyed. Now that I see Wits End, I know that it was what the dream was about, or at least was part of what the dream was about.
Part? There was more?
Oh, yeah. Very strange. I was in a forest, and little fires kept popping up all around me. But as soon as a fire sprang to life, a little pool of water welled up and doused it out.
Jack, this sounds pretty weird.
I know. I've been having lots of dreams like that lately, too.
Maybe you should talk to someone about them, like Pastor Barkley.
Yes, I probably should. But before I do anything, I have to make this place more presentable.
I think you better check with the police first on that. You don't want to clean up any evidence.
Oh, right, yes. Officer Phelps?
Yes, sir.
Is it all right if I start cleaning up a bit?
No, not just yet, sir. We have to take some pictures of the scene first. A photography unit is on the way. They're at a different site right now.
What? Another crime scene?
Wits End wasn't the only place hit last night. Finneman's Market also had some damage. If you'll excuse me.
Finneman's?
What in the world is going on around here?
Man, what a mess. They must have dumped out every garbage can we have. Connie? Oh, hi, Lucy.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, careful. The lawn's pretty messy.
Good grief. What happened to Wits End?
Well, we had a little vandalism problem last night.
I saw the news report about the church, and now here?
Yeah, and apparently Finneman's Market got it, too.
Wow. I thought this only happened in big cities.
Well, it looks like it happens in Odyssey now, too.
Can you help with the cleanup?
No, thanks. We've done everything we can do until the plumber and painters get here. Besides, looks like you guys are going fishing.
At Trickle Lake.
You're riding your bikes all the way up there?
That's what I said, too. But Lucy doesn't think it's that far.
It's not. Trust me.
Uh-huh. We'll see.
Is Mr. Allen around, Connie? He promised to help me with some research for an article.
Oh, he's upstairs talking with Mayor Riley, and only the employees are allowed inside Wits End right now. I could go get him.
No, that's all right. It can wait.
I'll tell you what. I'll pass on your message, okay? Then maybe you can talk to him when you get back from Trickle Lake.
Thanks. Do they know who did this?
I don't think so.
It looks like something the Bones of Wrath would do.
Yeah, but why? I mean, it's pretty extreme, even for them. Anyway, we have no proof.
Too bad. You know, it's times like this when I wish I was a superhero. Then I could catch these guys before they do stuff like this.
Yeah, that's just what we need.
Super Sam!
Dun-dun-dun!
Yeah, right. Some superhero you'd make. You don't even want to ride up to Trickle Lake.
Super Sam doesn't listen to criticism. He merely flies like the wind. Ha ha ha!
Excuse me, Connie. I have a fishing date with the wind.
Bye, Lucy. Have fun! Oh, Tom's secretary. He's upstairs, Penny. I'll get him!
Thanks, Connie!
So do you think your strange dream is connected with what happened this morning, Jack?
I don't know, Tom. I really don't. But it isn't the first time I've dreamt about something that, well, happened. Come in.
Sorry to interrupt you, but your secretary's waiting out front for you, Tom.
Oh, yeah, I asked her to come and pick me up. Thanks, Connie. Gotta go, Jack. I'm preparing a statement for the press this afternoon about all the vandalism.
Really? Any revelations?
No, I just think I ought to give the town some sort of official word. You know, let them know we're on top of things.
Sounds like a good idea. Thanks for talking with me, Tom.
My pleasure. And you be sure and see the pastor soon, okay?
I will.
Bye now. Okay, Penny, I'm coming.
So long, Tom.
Bye. See the pastor?
Oh, personal things.
Oh. Lucy and Sam stopped by. Lucy wanted me to remind you about the article you said you'd help her with.
Oh, that's right. Dale Jacobs called me about that yesterday. I know just the book she needs.
She and Sam went fishing up at Trickle Lake, but she said she'd stop by on their way back this afternoon.
Okay.
Hey, are you all right?
Oh, yes. Just concerned, that's all.
I know. Concerned, frustrated, and angry.
One of the really awful things about being vandalized is how helpless you feel. You want to do something about it, but you can't.
I wish something could be done to prevent it. We were talking about that outside. You know, if only there were some way to counteract stuff like this. Or better yet, catch them in the act and stop them.
Yes, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Sam says what we need is a superhero. You know, someone to come in and save the day. Maybe he's right.
No, not a superhero, but a lot of little pools of water.
Huh?
Nothing.
Hello, plumbers!
Well, it's about time they got here. Yeah, we'll be right down!
Listen, Connie, could you get them started, please? I have to make a phone call.
Oh, yeah, sure, Jack.
Thanks. I'll be down in just a minute. Could you close the door, please?
Oh, right.
Yes, operator. I need a number in the Connellsville area, please.
This is Brock Peterson from Channel 10 News. We're coming to you live from the steps of City Hall, where Mayor Tom Riley is about to make a statement about the escalating vandalism around town. And here's the mayor now.
Thank you all for coming. I have a brief statement, after which I'll take a few questions. As you all know, our town has been struck by a wave of vandalism during the past few weeks. They started out small, but have grown steadily in severity, especially during the past few days. The city council and I are as concerned and stunned by these terrible acts as you are, and we are doing something about them. Now, first, we've allocated funds to help with the cleanup and repair of the damaged facilities. It's not a lot of money, but it will help out. I've also issued a directive to the police department to beef up their night patrols and to form a special task force to find out who is responsible for these heinous acts. And let me assure the guilty party, our parties, you will be caught. And when you are, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. We will not allow this kind of activity to go on in our town. All right, now I'll take your questions now. Yes, Dale?
Do the police have any idea yet who might be behind all this?
No, but I understand they are following several leads. Yes, Brock?
Mr. Mayor, is the city council planning to impose a curfew?
We have no plans to do that at the moment, but we have not ruled it out. Yes, Mr. Dern?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would like to know why you waited to act until Wits End was hit. A place owned by one of your friends. Showing a little favoritism there, Mayor?
Mr. Dern, that is such a ridiculous question, I won't even dignify it with a response. That's all I have time for now, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Well, there you have City Hall's answer to the problem. Funds to help with the cleanup and increased police patrols. But one can only wonder, will it help? Brock Peterson, Channel 10 News.
I guess Super Sam isn't so super when it comes to fishing, is he?
You just got lucky, that's all.
I thought you said luck doesn't have anything to do with fishing. It's all skill.
And I was right, because I picked out your spot, and that's why you caught as many fish as you did.
But you also picked out your spot, and you hardly caught any. What happened to your skill there?
Well, I was using it for you.
What?
Really? Since this was your first time fishing, I wanted it to be a good experience for you. So I chose a spot where I could scare all the fish over to your hook.
I think you scared them all over to my hook when you fell in.
For the last time, I didn't fall in. I stepped in.
Yeah, up to your neck.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Whatever you say. Hey, is it my imagination or we've been walking for a long time?
I was just thinking the same thing.
Well, I know we locked up our bikes around here somewhere.
Yeah, but we should have been there by now.
Okay, let's stop and get our bearings. I remember that boulder from this morning.
Yeah, we rode right past it and across this little clearing and over to that big tree, and that's where we locked them.
Sam, the bikes aren't there.
Oh, man, oh, me. You gotta be kidding me.
Now, just calm down. Maybe we chained them to another tree.
No, it was that one right there. I remember.
Yeah, I do too.
I can't believe this. Somebody stole our bikes.
Chess is a remarkable game. A game of perilous moves and countermoves, with each step designed to attack, lure, trap, and ultimately destroy your adversary. A game of skill, intelligence, cleverness, ruthlessness, and a game of surprises. You may think you know the story of Dr. Regis Blackard and his worthy adversary, John Avery Whittaker, but what if you don't? What if there's more to the story, much more than anyone ever realized? And what if Blackard and Whittaker knew it all along? Yes, chess is a remarkable game. A game of strategy, a game of war, a game of life and death. Let the game begin.
Discover the Blackard Chronicles book series from Focus on the Family Publishing, based on stories from the hit audio drama series Adventures in Odyssey, available at witsend.org/store and Christian bookstores.
Contact us here at Adventures in Odyssey. Visit our website at witsend.org. Or if you want to talk to someone in person, call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. Make sure that you have your parents' permission before you call. We always love hearing from you.
All right, we're back. This is the Crying Brian Dern Show, and we're talking about Mayor Riley's press conference earlier this afternoon at City Hall. With me in the studio is former mayoral candidate Bart Rathbone. Bart, what do you think of Riley's performance?
Well, I'll tell you, Brian. I think Riley needs glasses. 'Cause it's real obvious to everyone else around here that this town is facing a crime wave, the likes of which has never been seen before in this town.
And I couldn't agree with you more. Not only did he completely avoid my question about favoring Wits End, but he sidestepped all the other questions, too.
And all that stuff about setting aside funds to help with the cleanup of the damaged facilities. Just where is that money coming from, you might ask? From our back pockets, that's where. The very idea of him using city funds to help people.
Yeah, and that big pronouncement about starting up a special police task force to look into these crimes. You know what that is, don't you?
Of course. What?
It's a smokescreen.
Yeah.
It's all smoke and mirrors to divert our attention away from the real problem confronting this city. Lack of leadership.
Yeah, what you said.
This sort of gross incompetence in dealing with the problem just proves what a mistake we voters made in putting this man into office in the first place. I mean, this sort of thing never happened before Tom Riley was elected.
Good point, Brian. I think everyone would agree that this situation calls for dynamic leadership. We need someone very special to turn this town around.
Right. And another point I want to make is...
Please, no more points.
I just can't believe it.
Well, it's happened, so you have no choice.
Hi, Sam, Lucy. How's the fishing trip?
Terrible.
Uh-oh, what happened?
While we were catching fish, someone was stealing our bikes.
What? You're kidding!
You think we'd kid about a thing like this? We had to walk all the way back into town.
Well, did you talk to the police yet?
We just came from there.
They said they can't really do anything except keep a lookout for them.
This is terrible. Sure wish I knew what was going on around here. I'm so sorry, you guys. Can I get you anything?
Some water, please.
Coming right up. Lucy?
No, thank you. Is Mr. Allen here?
Oh, no, Lucy, he isn't. Here you go, Sam. About a half hour ago, he got a phone call, and when he hung up, he said he had to leave. He left some books for your article up in the office.
Well, at least I've got that.
Come on, let's go up and get him. Oh, hang on, Lucy. Wits End? Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's sitting right here. Hold on. Sam, it's for you.
Me? Who is it?
I didn't ask. Here.
Thanks.
Come on, Lucy, let's go.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
Hello?
Sam Johnson.
Yes. Who is this?
That's not important. If you want your bike back, come to the Wonderworld Treehouse.
What?
The Wonderworld Treehouse. And come alone. Got it?
Yeah. But who is this? And how do you know about my bike? Hello? Hello? The Wonderworld Treehouse, huh? Okay. Hello? I'm here. I came alone like you said. Hello? Is anybody here? Great. Not only do I get my bike ripped off, I fall for a sick joke.
This is no joke. Don't move.
Where are you?
When I want you to see me, you will.
You the guy I talked to on the phone?
I'm him.
Well, where's my bike?
Safe. They both are. And if you want them, you better do what I say.
All right, all right. I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, you're here. Okay, turn around.
Nice mask. Last time I saw that kind of getup was at Halloween.
Funny. But you'd better knock it off if you want to see your bike again.
Okay, okay. So where is it?
Follow me.
Wait a minute. How do I know you won't take me out and rob me?
You don't.
Then why should I follow you?
Because it's the only way to get your bike back. What'll it be?
All right. I'll follow.
Good. But not too close. Otherwise, I'll take off and you'll never see your bike again. Now, let's go. All right. This is it.
A cave. How original.
Ever seen it before?
No.
Then I'd say it's original enough. Both bikes are in the cave, under a tarp.
Thank you very much.
Hey, hey, get off me. What are you doing?
Finding out
who not the mask. Don't.
There. Got it. Butch.
All right. So now you know. You better keep it quiet.
You stole our bikes? Why?
I didn't steal them. It was a mistake.
Mistake?
I tried to talk them out of it, but I couldn't. They wouldn't listen.
You tried to talk who out of it?
No one. Look, it doesn't matter. You got your bikes back. Now take them and go.
No! Not until you tell me what's going on. Are the Bones a rat behind this? Are they responsible for all that stuff that's been going on?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Why do you hang around with those guys? They'll only get you into trouble.
Look, I brought you here for your bikes. That's all. Now you've got them, I'm out of here.
Butch, wait!
What?
You don't have to hang around with those guys anymore. Don't you remember when we were friends? We had good times together, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We can still have them, Butch. We can have good fun. Don't go back with them. Come with me.
I'll see you around, Sam.
Oh, Butch. At least he gave back the bicycle. Whoa, hey! Let go! What are you...
What happened to Sam? Will he be all right? Is Butch working with the Bones of Wrath? Are the Bones responsible for all the vandalism going on around town? Who was Jack calling, and how is it tied into a strange dream? What in the world is happening here? So many questions. And the only way to get any answers is tune in next time. Meanwhile, if you want to write and tell me what you think is going on, I'd love to hear from you. Just send your card or letter to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, ask about how you can get your own copy of today's episode. It's called Small Fires, Little Pools. That address again is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Small Fires, Little Pools was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.